my role as Lord Lieutenant would normally take me across the county. I'm involved with the military, the regulars, the reservists and the cadets, the magistracy, and being the Queen's representative in the county, I'm obviously involved with royal visits. And on top of that, I have quite a bit to do with the Queen's Award for Enterprise and the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service, the Honours System, and basically supporting charities and good causes and the volunteers across Surrey. How has that changed? Well, I'm obviously not able to get out and about that much. And I think that my time has changed or is concentrated on saying thank you and encouraging the volunteers who are doing such a wonderful job in keeping life in Surrey going. And whether we're talking about the hospitals and the RHS, it's extraordinary the commitment that we're all aware of that they have given to the patients. And it doesn't matter whether they're engineers or whether they're working in the laboratory or they're in intensive care or they're nursing, all of them are joining together to form one big team in order to safeguard us and look after those who are ill and suffering from this ghastly virus. And also to thank, and I've been able to support organisations such as the Spectrum Food Bank, where they are distributing food to the vulnerable and needy. And they have been doing thousands of packed meals, packed lunches a day. And then there's been a catering service at the hospital organised by Surrey Drive, where something like 22 different catering companies have come together to produce food for the NH frontline staff in the Royal Hospital at Guildford, Royal Surrey, or the Milford Hospital and the Phyllis Tuckwell. All these people that need to be fed. And I think it is extraordinary to see the dedication, not only of the staff employed, but also the volunteers that have come together in the county in order to carry out important jobs in order to make our county run.
So can you tell me a bit about your volunteering at the Spectrum Food Bank, what you saw and if you met anyone?
I did. I met a considerable number of the Surrey County Council staff and the Guildford Borough staff, as well as the Army Charity, who are very involved there. And we were essentially preparing boxes from different tables of product and packing them up. And then writing on the box, keep smiling, with a smiley face on the bottom, which apparently had received good feedback. But it was a great group of people who were well organized, and the food was coming in, and it looked jolly good quality and very nutritious. And I was most impressed, and I was very glad to had the opportunity of being there for a morning and helping out in a small way.
Is there somebody you've met or something you've seen that has particularly resonated with you during this time?
Yeah, I had the opportunity, and I'd call it a privilege, of meeting the matron of intensive care at the Royal Surrey. And when you consider the stresses and strains and worries that she must be under, I would have had no idea of her responsibilities if I was to meet her. And her calmness and coolness and obviously extraordinary knowledge, I was very taken with meeting her, one of those just those extraordinary people who are doing so much for the hospital and the nurses and all of those under her care and responsibility.
So could you tell me a bit more about what you think of the voluntary effort and what you've seen and how it's adapting?
I think the voluntary aspect of what's been mobilised is quite extraordinary. Individuals have come together when requested. I mean, a local charity, the Meath, were wanting certain pieces of kit to be made for the for the Meath, and they'd asked for bed linen, and we put it out on our Surrey Lieutenancy site on a Friday, and by Monday, linen had come from literally the other side of the county, Runnymede and Spelthorne, and they were absolutely inundated and said, please, we've got more than what we can cape for now. So I think the underlying thing is people are also wanting to help and assist and do their bit where they possibly can. And there's a great feeling of it. We're all in this together. And together we will all come through. And I think the side of producing meals, I think that is amazing, where caterers have come together and are providing meals. A lot of the nurses at the Royal Surrey are from the Philippines. And so they're cooking their favourite Filipino food. And they've done so much in that area in producing food for the front line. And I would also say the Community Foundation for Surrey have raised £1 million for charities in the county. And this money, which for a lot of charities at the moment who have had their events cancelled, so no income coming in, they have been managing to request funding from the Community Foundation, and who have been able to get funds out to them. And always in these situations, timing is of the key, and they've been able to do it very quickly. So I think, and perhaps I can take this advantage of saying thank you to all the volunteers across the county who are doing such a wonderful job in so many areas. And we're obviously not through this ghastly pandemic yet, and it will be some time before we are. So the work has to go on.
Well, excellent. Thank you very much for speaking to me. That's everything I wanted to cover. Is there anything you wanted to mention before we go?
I think the only other thing I'd say was, I think, mention of the local resilience forum. And they essentially are looking after all the main agencies who are covering the virus, and they include the Surrey County Council and the Chief Constable and the Chief Fire Officer and all of their departments under them, and they are, if you like, masterminding and carrying out government policy within our county. And we have in the Chief Executive of Surrey County Council and our Chief Constable and our Chief Fire Officer, three outstanding individuals, and we're very fortunate with them and their teams, as well as the army and the armed forces, in being able to carry out all the necessary precautions and keep our county safe and get rid of this horrendous virus.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to me.
Not at all. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.